I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Okay, your cell phone may not always get service when you need it, and that traffic jam you're in, it may get you home 15 minutes later than you planned. But consider what people in the central Philippines are going through at the moment. Hundreds of thousands of Filipinos have no house left to come home to, and forget about phone service or even electricity. 5 days after Typhoon Haiyan wiped out entire communities, survivors are getting desperate. The BBC's John Donison is in the devastated city of Tacloban, where a lack of food and clean water is a major issue now. John spoke earlier with The World's Leo Hornack about conditions in the city.
It is a bleak, bleak situation, to be honest. People woke up today to the one thing they didn't want to see, very heavy rain. There were thunderstorms overnight and there have been downpours all day. And when you've got tens of thousands of people living without a roof over their heads, you can imagine that is pretty desperate. We were in one neighborhood today, I guess a 100-meter square plot of land with hundreds of families had been living there. It had been completely wiped out when the typhoon struck, reduced to just a pile of wreckage, really. And people were there. They'd got their tools out, their saws, their hammers, starting to rebuild their homes. But you looked at it and you just thought, blimey, where do you start? And the thing is, they're asking, when is the help coming? Because you don't feel there is any sense of any major aid operation underway in this city at the moment. And it has now been 5 days since this typhoon struck.
So there's no assistance so far arrived from the outside world?
Well, look, at the city's airport, there are big cargo planes coming in, military cargo planes, Filipino and American. And certainly I was in Manila where these planes were taking off a few days ago, and they were loading up some aid onto these planes, also a lot of military troops and military equipment as well. But where that aid is going and when it's going to be passed out, we don't know, because there is no sign of that happening, and people are getting desperate. We were at a big food warehouse, a commercial business, earlier today, and it was in the process of being completely ransacked. People had stormed inside and they were just grabbing anything they could, big sackfuls of noodles, crisps, biscuits, you name it, and they were like running out of this warehouse and just helping themselves. And as word spread that this was happening, you had this kind of procession of people heading up to this warehouse to get what they could. And I think as long as aid doesn't come, the situation is only going to get worse like that. And eventually, what little food there is here is going to run out.
What do people need most now in terms of assistance?
Food is what people need. That is what everyone is saying. I met one young woman here today, a schoolgirl. Actually, she was in the process of trying to clean up what was left of her house, which was basically nothing. She was kind of scrubbing the mud off what was once her kitchen floor. And she said to me, look, we don't need money. We don't need televisions. We don't need mobile phones. We don't even need a house to live in, she said, but we need food if we're going to survive.
The BBC's John Donison in Tacloban, speaking earlier with The World's Leo Hornack. As we heard, some aid supplies are trickling into that city's airport, but it's a different story in other affected communities. Many remain completely cut off from any assistance. That hasn't stopped Kevin Vaca from trying to help. He's an American missionary living in the Philippines, and he's managed to deliver some food to survivors on the devastated northern tip of Cebu Island.
Northern Cebu is deteriorating daily. Today, at the northern end of the island in the town of Maya, which is the eye of the storm passed, the people had not received any food for 4 days, and diarrhea broke out there today. So I'll make another trip up there in the morning to bring more food, but very concerned about the health condition of the people.
As for you, Kevin Vaca, I mean, you're a missionary, you're but one person, but tell us what it was like getting up there with what you had. You had some food for, what, about 200 people, I gather?
Yes, we brought about 500 pounds of rice, and we brought 75 cans of sardines. Now we're going to take another 500 pounds of rice in the morning, and there's no more sardines to buy, so we're taking noodles.
With such a level of destruction, how are people cooking the food? Where are they getting the clean water to cook the rice?
Well, in the last few years, propane, bottled gas here has gotten very expensive. So a lot of people in the countryside have gone back to cooking with wood or charcoal. So that's not a problem. If they can get rice or fish or sardine or noodles, they can cook it. And they know how to even do the fire when it's raining. So there's quite a bit of ingenuity when it comes to that.
How long can you be making these trips, and when are you going to start seeing more people assisting you?
Yeah, I think the problem is, you know, we're dealing with a safety issue right now. At night, it's impossible because there are thousands of people that are lining the roads begging. And, of course, nobody has money. There's no teller machines are working. Most of the banks have been destroyed. Those people haven't eaten in 4 days. And so, you know, at some point, desperate people do desperate things.
Kevin, I really appreciate your time speaking with us today. I know you've been totally flat out. Just curious, what are you going to do when you put down the phone?
I'm going to probably just go to bed. I got to get up in the morning early because we got to get take this food up to my end. We got to get out of there before it gets dark.
Kevin Vaca, an American missionary who's helping with the relief effort on the island of Cebu.